All right, so I'm here with my friend Jamie Oller and the one and the only Dirty Andy Dalton.
It's me.
$2,000 richer. Hashtag dirty money.
Actually, that's not true. See, the $2,000 was for Christopher Hayden, who couldn't get the job done. So the Andy went up to $5,000.
Wow.
So Andy Dalton is going to have one hell of a weekend.
So he's buying the rounds tonight?
No. Yeah.
Maybe for Mr. Oller, but not for you.
Oh, well.
And Jerome doesn't drink, so I'm going to cash in on those, too. So, I mean, it was an action-packed night. Things didn't go our way. We lost Tadlock. Not sure when he'll be back. That knee looks pretty bad. And we lost the tag title, so that sucks. But, you know, that's fine. You know, I've said it time and time again. In wars, you're going to lose battles. But the biggest picture of this all of it, is the fact that Jerome Daniels went in that ring, and he did what he says he does every time. He won on his own against Scott McKenzie without any help whatsoever. And no matter how you spin it, no matter how you want to twist it and turn it, Andy Dalton and Scott McKenzie have a long history. Mr. Dalton was simply checking on Scott McKenzie because he lost a lot of blood, we saw that.
Yep.
Dalton was just checking him. And they slipped, there was some interaction that happened, they tangled up, the blood, the sweat, whatever it is, right? And maybe something happened, but doesn't matter, right? Doesn't matter because the trust fund just got a little dirtier. And Andy Dalton got a little richer. Randy Wayne is no longer a problem. He's done for.
Yeah, I saw him carted off in an ambulance.
He got dropped on his head.
Oh, my neck.
And he's lucky. He's lucky because the bounty, right, I mean, it could have went a lot worse for him. He got beat 1, 2, 3, and he got carried out. Right? That's the best case scenario for Randy Wayne. He's done. Out of the business. Gone. Our best case scenario. Now he gets to go home with his girlfriend, and he gets to sit home. Pretend, you know, pretend life is good.
Play armchair booker on the internet.
Yeah, keyboard warrior. Keyboard warrior. Anyway, doesn't matter. Dirty Andy Dalton took care of that for us. $5,000.
He could be a keyboard warrior, and I'll continue to be the dirty warrior. Because I'm sorry. He just doesn't measure up to me, and there's plenty of ladies that can attest to that as well.
So, 2 weeks ago, you made your surprise return to MPH.
Which, by the way, I won that match, too.
I'm Jake Logan, and I'm a loser.
Jake who?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and tonight was definitely a surprise. You know, I kicked myself in the ass for 2 weeks because I wasn't here for the last show, and I was so happy to see you come in and finish up business for Christopher Hayden.
Wasn't.
I was, but that's a whole other story. So, What's in store for MPX with it getting a little dirty around here now?
Well, it's funny you would ask that. As long as my checks keep cashing at, say, trust fund, I'll be their hired gun. I'll be their hitman. I'll be whatever it is they want me to be. Because they know I'm a commodity. They know I'm a big deal. And they know there's nobody in the nobody in the country, I dare even say world, that can get dirty like me. And sometimes, in the wrestling world, just like the real world, you got to get a little dirty to get stuff done. So that's why they've enlisted my help. And that's why you'll be seeing more of Dirty Andy Dalton riding with my good pals, the Trust Fund.